going to talk girls basketball. Lady Beavers win it here tonight, 66-32. Coach, congratulations. You guys got a season high here, but the first quarter, a great start, 25-7, and then the second quarter just kind of went through there, and then you guys really had a charge in that second half. As you look back to tonight's, how'd you feel the overall game was?
Good. I mean, it certainly had its ups and downs, you know, and we got in some foul trouble, and it got to be pretty crucial, and so we had to kind of pull off some of the things that we had practiced for the last few days, and, you know, we're going to have to just adjust because, you know, some of my critical players got in foul trouble pretty early, and we just talked at halftime, and I said, we've got to get smarter a lot sooner because in sub-state, I need them on the floor. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so we just have to be smarter and adjust quicker.
And kind of looking at it, hindsight, is it okay, too, to try to deal with this adversity maybe with when you had that big lead?
Sure. I mean, of course, it makes it easier when you have the lead, but we spent a lot of time on our press, and I really wanted to use it, and I didn't feel like we could there for a while just because we were in foul trouble.
Well, you were able to use it in the second half, and it paid dividends there, and you got Emily Weathers going after she sat most of the first half with foul trouble, and she ended up with 10 second-half points for 12 for her game. But, yeah, Lindy Rumford, she'd been kind of quiet for a long time in offense. She got a little dinged up tonight, but came back in the second half and had a fine game with 10.
Yeah, I'm really happy for Lindy. I know she's been a little frustrated, and she had a great JV half earlier today, and so I thought, okay, maybe this is going to give her some confidence, and I thought she stepped up and did a great job for me tonight.
Well, the defense was definitely there again, I thought, for the most part, and you had to love the fact. I think you had two trips, back-to-back trips where you guys were on offense. I think I had you for a combined 8 rebounds offensively in the third quarter. That's pretty darn impressive.
Right. Rebounding is such a huge part of our game. And, you know, I always say if we can win the rebounding and free throw game, we're probably going to win the game. And we dominated the boards tonight.
And that's probably one of the more lopsided board wins that you guys have had this year. And it was good to see you come out guns ablaze the first quarter and then kind of put it together in that second half. What was that message in the locker room, right, to get you guys going in the second half?
Just a message of we have to adjust. But just because, you know, certain people are in foul trouble, we shouldn't back off. And I felt like we kind of backed off, kind of pouted a little bit because some of us were in foul trouble. And things like that are going to happen. But good teams get through it, and we can't let our emotions get the best of us.
You were able to put in some subs there. You got Alyssa Storm on the foul line. She got a point. She scored back-to-back games.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Megan Vance, who just went off for 7 points there. Good for her to see that to happen.
Megan's such a hard worker, but probably my favorite was not that she made those shots, but that she was super serious and didn't even crack a smile the whole time. I was like, all business. I liked it. But she was smiling in the locker room afterwards.
Well, that was pretty cool there. You guys get to 12-1 and undefeated in the league, 5-0, halfway through the league schedule. Now it's turning the corner next week to Cimarron here at home on Tuesday night.
Yeah, this was a good week to work on some things. Next week is going to be a little bit tougher, so
yeah.
Hopefully we can just carry on what we had this week and really use that for next week.
Well, congratulations on the win here, 5-0 league, 12-1 overall, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Adam.